On Midwest Week, Guns and Suicide in Downstate Illinois. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Madeline Beck, reporter for the Illinois Newsroom. This month, the Illinois Newsroom, a collaboration of several stations in the state, including WVIK, carried a series on guns in Downstate Illinois, and Madeline Beck was responsible for a report on suicide. So, Madeline, how big a problem is that in Downstate Illinois?
Well, it's a pretty big problem, and it's a growing problem. The trend is that suicide has been growing for about a decade in Downstate Illinois and nationally. But in rural areas, there is far more of it. And in rural areas, generally, it is gun-related suicide. Specifically in Illinois, 80% of suicides are perpetuated with guns.
And did you find out why why the number of suicides have been growing, whether it's Illinois or any other state?
Well, it's a number of factors. Some of them in Illinois and other rural areas is because the economy for farmers has been down for the past few years, and so that usually impacts people. There's also resources to mental health, different programs, even like trying to get a hold of a psychologist or a psychiatrist, even a counselor, can be very challenging if you're in extremely rural areas. And then at the same time, access to guns means that it would be far easier for those people, if you're in a very, very dark state, to commit suicide. It's the most lethal means.
And what about the role of guns in all this? Do we think that these people would kill themselves anyway using something else, or the gun is really an important factor?
Well, the gun is an important factor because of its lethality and because it doesn't give the person time to think about it. Usually, suicidal ideation is what people get trapped in a cycle of thinking about it and overthinking about it, and they often need time to come out of that. A gun won't give you that time. Other methods might. That's why nationally, nearly 60% of suicides are done with guns, even though there are dozens of other ways, just because many of those other ways do give someone time to think or to reach out.
And in your research for this, did you find that there's any sort of typical person who commits suicide, age or sex, occupation or anything like that?
All three of those.
Okay.
So in age, generally it's older folks. So in your early 50s to early 60s is generally the highest rates of suicide among people in rural America. When it comes to sex, it is by far and large men. It's actually the 10th leading cause of death for men overall. And it's not in the top 10 for women. And then when it comes to occupation, it's been a few years since any studies have been done, but in 2013 they found that through government reports, they've found that about the highest rates come from farmers, fishers, and forestry workers, people who are very isolated, often with access to weapons and not access to mental health care. And in a lot of rural areas and states with budget crises, it tends to be that different types of mental health programs have been getting cut. So in states like Illinois or states like Montana, where I'm from, it's the same story there.
And how did you find the people you talked to for your story?
Well, generally I had called a couple different support groups for those who had relatives commit suicide, or support groups for those who had tried to commit suicide. And through those support groups, I was able to find one in Peoria where one woman did want to talk to me. And she did want to spread the message of generally, please get help, because of her own brother committing suicide. And that was so traumatic to her entire family that she really wanted to urge other people to seek help. And if that help isn't good enough the first time, like it wasn't for her brother, to continue trying to seek help for a family's sake, friend's sake, people's sake in general. So yeah, that's how I found my main source. And then other people I talked to was through general research. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is the leading experts on suicides, on prevention efforts, on access to help for family members of those who have committed suicide. They've really been leaders in this field. And then outside of that, there was the National Farmers Union have been really advocating for more programs to help specifically farmers and people in rural area have access and knowledge about suicide and access to help, either that be helplines or just community education.
And tell me about the young woman you talked to and her brother. What was his situation?
He was in his late 30s. He was 37. His name was Ben Bloom, and he was a very adventurous guy, very, very independent trait that he might share with some of the farmers out here. He had gone to work in mines in Colorado for a while. He'd worked in different states and different areas, but he was from outside Peoria. He'd gone to work in mines in Colorado, and that's when things started getting really bad. They'd been bad for a while for him, but when that happened, he initially did reach out for help, but it sounds like the counselor he found was not well-versed in taking care of those who have suicidal tendencies, and he didn't find that counselor helpful for him at all. In fact, he hated it, and so he stopped going, and she was the closest person to him, and she was an hour away. So he kind of just, he came home to Illinois, and that's where he took his life.
And what possible solutions did anyone suggest?
It is important to note that there are solutions. There is a lot of hope out there. And part of those solutions, like according to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the area of research in treating folk with suicidal tendencies is booming right now. How to help them, generally. Before, it had been seen as just a symptom of depression, so let's just treat depression. But now the research and the work has completely shifted to seeing this as its own thing. So that's helpful. At the same time, the American Foundation there is working on something called Project 2025, where they're reaching out to various partners to try to reduce the suicide rate 20% by 2025. And that's a really big mission that they're trying to do by partnering with people like the National Shooting Sports Foundation. And that's really important because the National Shooting Sports Foundation doesn't want to work with anyone who's advocating for stricter gun laws, things like that. That foundation is, it's advocating for the gun industry. It's advocating for gun owners. And so the fact that they were able to work with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and they came up with a kit that will be going out and has gone out now to thousands and thousands of retailers and gun ranges just about giving information to people who are buying guns or shooting guns about the potential of suicide and how to talk with someone who is in a really bad place who might have access to guns. Not to say, I just want to take your guns away, because, of course, that's going to make someone defensive. They don't want that. But just to say, like, maybe I can take them for a while you work through this really difficult time. Maybe I can clean them for you. Just hold on to them. This time will pass, but for now. And so that's the really important message to get out there.